Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. We are so happy you are here with us today.
And hello to you, Elizabeth. It is wonderful to be back. I am Robert, and it is always a pleasure to talk about interesting things with you.
It is a pleasure for me too, Robert. I am Elizabeth, and with me today, of course, is Robert. We have a really interesting topic for you today from our daily life category.
That's right. Today's topic is how your first hour shapes your day. It is a simple idea, but very powerful, I think.
I agree completely. You know, sometimes I wake up and I feel a bit sleepy or maybe a little stressed. It happens to everyone sometimes.
Absolutely. And when that happens, it can feel like the whole day will be difficult. But then, if I start my day in a good way, everything feels better. It changes so much.
Exactly. It is like the first hour is a small map for your whole day. If your map is good, your journey for the day is often good too.
It guides you. That is such a good way to think about it, Elizabeth. So today, we will talk about some very simple things you can do in your first hour to make your whole day better.
Yes, easy things that do not take much time. Our first tip is about starting your day without too much hurry. When you wake up, try not to rush immediately.
That is a very common problem for many people. We often jump out of bed very fast.
Yes, but instead of jumping out of bed, maybe take a deep breath. Just one or two deep breaths, slow breaths.
Yes, that is a great idea. It sounds so simple, but it helps so much. Sometimes, I just stay in bed for 30 seconds and think about one nice thing I will do today.
Like what, Robert? What nice things do you think about?
Maybe I think about drinking my warm coffee, or listening to a favorite quiet song, or maybe just seeing the sun come up. It helps your brain wake up slowly and calmly.
And this calm start is important because it can make you feel less stressed all day. It sets a nice, peaceful tone for the morning.
It is very true. Or maybe just look out the window for a minute. See the sky or the trees outside. It is a very simple way to feel peaceful before the day starts to get busy.
That sounds lovely. But what if you have to go to work very early, or you have children to get ready?
It can be hard to find that quiet moment.
Even then, you can try to wake up just 5 minutes earlier. Use those 5 minutes for a quiet start. Do not check your phone right away.
Yes, the phone can bring a lot of information and tasks right to your bed. It can make you feel busy very fast.
Exactly. Give your mind a soft landing into the day. Let your brain open up slowly, like a flower. It will thank you later.
That is a wonderful image, Robert. A soft landing. Our second idea is about planning, but not a big, complicated plan.
Yes, just a few small steps. Before you leave your bed, or maybe while you are drinking your first cup of water, think about one or two simple things you want to do first.
Like, first, I will make coffee. Then, I will shower. Very simple steps. No big decisions.
Exactly. This helps your brain know what to do next. It stops you from feeling lost or unsure when you just woke up, when your brain is still a little sleepy.
When you have a small plan, you do not need to think, "What should I do now?" Your brain already knows. This saves energy.
Yes, or maybe it is, "Today I need to pack my lunch," or "I need to choose my clothes for the day." These are small decisions, but they make a big difference.
They really do. And when you finish these small tasks, you feel good. You feel like you started your day well.
This feeling can stay with you for a long time. It gives you a sense of achievement right at the beginning of the day.
It is like scoring a small goal very early in the game. It gives you confidence for the rest of the match. You feel like, "I can do this."
That is a perfect example, Elizabeth. A small win can lead to bigger wins all day long. Now, for our third idea, let us talk about your body.
Yes, after your mind, your body needs a good start too. It is important to wake up your body gently.
This can be very simple. Maybe just stretch a little in your room. You can stand up and touch your toes or stretch your arms up high to the sky. That is a great idea. Or walk to the window and back a few times. Just moving your body a little bit wakes up your muscles and helps you feel more awake.
Yes, a little movement can send a signal to your brain that it is time to be active. And also, think about what you eat or drink first.
That is very important. What do you suggest?
A glass of water is very, very good. It helps your body after sleeping all night. Or a simple fruit, like a banana or an apple.
Drinking water right away helps your body and your brain feel fresh. And eating something healthy gives you good energy without making you feel heavy or slow.
These small actions for your body and mind can really change the feel of your day. They are simple but powerful, like small keys that open big doors.
That is a lovely way to put it, Robert. Simple but powerful. So, to sum up, remember these three simple ideas for your first hour.
First, start calmly, maybe with a deep breath or a quiet moment before you do anything else. Give your mind a soft landing.
Second, make a small plan for your first few tasks. Know what you will do next, like making coffee or getting dressed.
And third, move your body a little or give it a healthy start with some water or a piece of fruit.
Try just one of these ideas tomorrow morning. See how it changes your day. We hope you will feel more calm and ready for the day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to our Beginner English podcast today. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something new and useful for your daily life.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We really enjoy sharing these ideas with you. We will be back next time with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.